Ms. Esther always had the Maypole dance.
She was so good.
She was wonderful with the children. When we would go out for our lunch, which we call lunch period, she didn't just put us children out there to run around in the yard. She got out with us and played games with us and taught us new games, games that she knew. She was so good with singing. She would, we would have a time in class where that we would sing, and she taught us how and how we were supposed to hold our mouths and what we were supposed to do, and she would harmonize us, you know. She was a wonderful, wonderful teacher. But really, that Maypole was about the only...
Well, we had a hopscotch. You know, a little contest with that.
Oh, I remember one year, too, they had a marble contest of who could put the marble in. Get the marbles out of the circle.
See who could flip it the most.
Who could hit the most marbles and move them out.
And as you got older, what did young people do for things like dating or?
Let me think.
Mainly at home. Done a lot of dating at home.
To the movie. We had a movie once, twice a week.
It first started once, and then it got to where we were having it Friday nights and Saturday nights up over the Roswell store.
And then we had some activities in the church, too, you know.
Yeah.
There would be things in the church to come up. But outside that, we really didn't have a lot of outside entertainment. You had as much so as kind of make your entertainment.
And Mother used to, on Sundays... She would always cook more food than normal. And our boyfriends come in the afternoon and would stay until about 9. I don't know, 10 o'clock, something like that. And they would have dinner with us, eat with us that night. Mother would always have enough for everybody.
She was a good cook.
Yes, she was.
What did you like to
things?
Pardon? What were some of your favorites?
Oh, I love Mother's chicken and dressing, her turkey and dressing, and her green beans. And she made a cake that was, we named it the old-fashioned cream cake. I don't know what its real name was, but Mother made that, and it was, it'd be 4 layers, and it would be so good. And we still make that cake now, and we have people that call and want to know what that recipe. I know I have a granddaughter that works up in Cumming, and they had to get together there at the nursing home, and it's a rehabilitation program, and they had to get together of some kind, and she called and she says, Mimi, she said, would you bake me one of Mama's cakes? And I said, for what, Kim? And she said, we're having a luncheon, and said, we're inviting some of the doctors to come in, and said, I want you to get that, make me that cake. I said, okay. So I did. I made the cake, and it did turn out good. Sometimes they fail, you know, but it did turn out good. And all of them just commented on that cake being so good, you know. So Mother was really the one that got us started to making the cakes. And she'd make us little tea cakes. And sugar wasn't easy to get by. You had to be